Your home for classic hits, AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM, WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Having your jewelry, coins, and collectibles properly appraised is often one of those projects that just gets backburnered. In the unfortunate event of a loss, however, you are going to want to be comfortable that your documentation is thorough and accurate, and no one is more qualified than Virk's Fine Jewelry.
And some of you may not be aware, but Jeff Virk is the only GIA graduate gemologist in residence in the greater Lafayette area.
And Liz and I both are the only International Society of Appraisers members in Lafayette, combined with the only two USPAP-compliant appraisers for personal property.
Insurance, liquidation, fair market, divorce, family disbursement, and more. It can sometimes be critical that you have a detailed document prepared by a qualified appraiser.
In these fluid and ever-changing markets, it's more important than ever to make sure your appraisal is up to date and your appraiser is properly trained, credentialed, and current with the latest legislation and standards.
Virk's Fine Jewelry checks all of the right boxes for education, training, qualifications, certifications, and experience.
Let Virk's Fine Jewelry be your personal jeweler while also offering Lafayette's largest and most complete jewelry store.
Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Virk's.com.
We know you have choices, and at Encompass Credit Union, it's our commitment to community that sets us apart. Hi, I'm Matt Lambert, CEO of Encompass Credit Union. We offer a range of services with you in mind, from home banking to mobile banking on the go and e-statements for a greener approach. Plus, our card services makes managing your finances a breeze. At Encompass, we're not just a financial institution. We're your neighbors, your friends, your community. Ready to experience the difference? Visit EncompassCU.org today. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierLandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Looking for more ways to save money? Aren't we all? Jenny here. Shop your local Big Deals online store. You'll find gift certificates to all kinds of local businesses, places where you already shop, restaurants you already love, and great local entertainment. The best part? All of these gift certificates are on sale at discounted prices. Get them for yourself or buy them as a gift. Shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top-quality window tint installation. It comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Are you ready for a smoother ride? Head over to Big O Tires, the team you trust next to Parkies in Lebanon. Their expert team is dedicated to keeping you on the road with top quality tires and exceptional service. Schedule your appointment today for a hassle-free experience. Call Big O Tires in Lebanon today. And don't forget to check Big O Tires out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. And like manager John and owner Alan always say,
and don't forget, go Cowboys.
Come on, John.
TC Trailer salutes the movers and haulers, the ones who always deliver when you need them most. TC Trailers knows they deserve a trailer that's as reliable as they are. The right trailer with the right stuff, including over 300 options, an enormous parts department, an in-house repair shop, and incredible customer service. They deserve TC Trailers. Stop in to see Sir Frankfort at State Roads 28 and 29 or visit tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
It's Party Line on a Tuesday, April 16th. Every time I hear this, I just feel like I need to go in slow motion. Oh, Kathy is in the studio with us this morning. Before I get with Kathy, let me turn down. I like this song though. It's kind of cool. Chariots of Fire. My goodness. Hey, it is the April 16th edition of Party Line. Having fun with you on a Tuesday morning. We got some sponsors, though, that make all this show happen. TC Trailers, if you're not pulling your weight, you're not pulling a TC trailer. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tending, we stick it where the sun shines. Boone County Daily News, Clinton County Daily News, and Carroll County Daily News.com, your free local news online. Virk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. And Big Deals, save money now 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. And they've got some great ones. You might want to get on there right now and find out some great coupons to save you some money in this very challenging, inflated economy that we have. You might want to get some great coupons and some deals there at bigdeals.com. Well, Miss Kathy, I've been lying all morning. I said Laura Archibald's coming in, but hey, she's sending one of her best.
Well, we'll see. We'll see here by the end.
Well, let's talk a little bit. Now I want to make sure you are the director of mental health, correct? In healthy community. You're representing healthy communities. Correct. Let's get that straight. But you also lead a department of that. You lead a part of healthy communities dealing mostly with mental health.
Correct. So I'm the director of operations, if we want to go by
title. Okay, so that's the official title.
Yeah, the official title. That's what they have to put on the business cards that I have to pass out. But yes, I oversee our mental health grants and our SUD grants, our substance use disorder grants.
Well, so let's talk a little bit about your expertise then in that regard when it comes to mental health. That certainly has become more and more of an issue and a challenge, especially I would say even in just the last decade, but probably even beyond that. What are you seeing when it comes to support and help for those that are struggling with mental health?
Yeah, so we find here in our community especially that we're able to have these conversations now, which is great. That's huge. We live in a very blessed community to be able to have these conversations, to be able to talk about it. Our youth are pretty open about talking about mental health these days. Not that they still don't struggle, not that we still don't have those issues, but they're pretty open to that. What we find now is generationally, we have still some stigma surrounding that. Yeah. Culturally, we have some stigma that is surrounding that. And so it's kind of breaking down those barriers. But I will tell you, we do mental health awareness games and meets, as I'm sure people have seen around the county. But we did one up in White County. And it was Clinton County 10 years ago. As in, we had a table of mental health giveaways and brochures, and everybody's giving us the side eye and walking by. They didn't want to talk about it.
Right.
And so we've moved so much forward in our community that it's huge to see those strides that have occurred. And again, we still have some work to go, but just to be able to have it, just to be able to have this conversation is huge.
Yeah, and for clarification, this is not a conversation about just accepting anybody's behavior, whether they have a mental health challenge or not. It really is just saying, if you have a challenge, there's help.
Correct.
We're not just going to sit, okay, let you go do something, you know, that would be either against the law or unethical or hurt yourself or hurt someone else. That's not condoning any of the actions and necessarily activities. It's really about, because I think there is sometimes people say, oh, well, yeah, they're just kind of putting a bow on and endorsing that. That's not the case. It really is trying to get those folks on a path of being able to think and process, you know, in a way that's going to be best for them as they move forward, and certainly good for our community.
Oh, definitely. We talk a lot about making sure you have tools in the toolbox that you can use for these things. Because you're right, it doesn't get you out of trouble. It doesn't mean that any action is just okay. But it's okay to not be okay, and now let's get you the help. Let's get you better.
Right. So talking about that, what are some of those tools, Kathy? What are some of those things that you see as a professional that you can help someone that may be listening today, or maybe someone knows someone, maybe it's a grandparent that knows that they've got a grandchild that's suffering or struggling. And mental health comes in a lot of shapes and sizes, and a lot of different, you know, when you think about behavior and symptoms of mental health, some people are, quiet. Some people are more outgoing, but yet they're still dealing with something and they're just covering it up. I mean, there's a lot of ways to look at that.
Yeah, absolutely. And so here in our community, we have a lot of resources, whether that's therapy or counseling, medication. You know, one thing that we really try to tell people is that, you know, it's okay if you struggle with depression or anxiety or whatever that might be, but mental health medication isn't just like an antibiotic. You're going to take it for 10 days and you're all better.
Right.
And that's really what we've been striving to tell our community, is not just the warning signs. People can kind of say those and they know them, not just necessarily what to do when you call or text 988, you get assistance with a mental health counselor or whatever that might be, but then how does someone get better? And it's not just something that happens overnight, and how it takes time, and that's okay. And sometimes it means medicine, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it means counseling or therapy, or even going to some inpatient treatment to have some of those tools, how to deal with it in a healthy way.
Yeah.
It's okay to have those feelings. It's okay to have feelings in general, mad, sad, happy, joyful. We want you to have those feelings.
Yeah.
But those tools are how to deal with them in a healthy manner, an appropriate, healthy manner.
Channeling things in a way that that you can look back and say, oh, I don't regret that.
Yeah, exactly.
Which we deal with from time to time. Kathy Martin joining us in the studio here today with Healthy Communities. Kathy is the operations director, right?
Yep.
But she is more bent, and I've known Kathy for a long time. Kathy's heart and passion is to help people, especially young people, teenagers that are really anybody under a certain age. But you're willing to help anyone at any age.
Absolutely.
That's for sure. And that's what Healthy Communities is all about as far as an organization. It's not just about mental health. What other areas of help can people receive from Healthy Communities?
Yeah, we have insurance navigation, so anything when it comes to Medicare, Medicaid, any type of private insurance, we can answer questions, help you navigate that. We have prenatal, so we have classes when it comes to breastfeeding and insurance, but also free pregnancy tests, free prenatal vitamins. We have the mental health and substance use disorder, many different things and programs there. And then we have our systems of care navigators. They're kind of that wrap around. What help do you need? We're here for you. We want to make sure that we're not just saying, no, that's not us, and passing the buck.
Right. Well, we applaud Healthy Communities. I remember many years ago when Carol Price called me and said, Shan, I'm writing a grant and I need a support letter. And so we're putting a support letter together. Next thing you know, I'm on a plane to Baltimore and we had the first task force that was created for Healthy Communities back in the day from the Aspire grant. And by goodness, what an incredible thing that Carol started back so many years ago.
Yes.
We're very thankful for Carol and all the staff that she put together. And then now Laura has taken it to a different level as the executive director, Laura Archibald. And then bringing people like yourself on, Kathy, what an incredible thing. You know, I sometimes forget, 659-3338 is the phone number if you want to call us and you got a question for Kathy. Sorry, I should have given you that opportunity with Katie. We do have someone on the phone. Russ Casper, I believe, is joining us. Russ?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
I've got you fine.
Okay, well, it's a pleasure listening to your program, Shan. I appreciate you lending us your talents. And, Kathy, it's good to have you in today. When you were talking about mental health, I picked up many, many years ago something that no expert has ever refuted, no one has ever disagreed, and mental health it can appear complicated, but... And there are probably a lot of trap doors and blind alleys, but at the end of the day, if two things exist, then a person is mentally healthy. Number one, I like myself. And number two, I am responsible for my action.
So accountability.
I like myself, and I am responsible. If you basically kind of make friends with yourself and like yourself, combine that with the fact that you're responsible for your actions, it seems to me like that's pretty healthy.
Yeah. Do you agree or disagree, Kathy?
Yep, absolutely.
That was psychologist Russ Casper, by the way. No, I'm just joking.
No, definitely. And that's part of those tools in the toolbox, right? And especially for our youth and having these conversations. Mm. And, you know, there are teenagers who don't know anything good about them. And they don't have that positive spin. And so having that conversation with them, showing them that there is a lot here that you can give to the world.
Yeah.
And you are here for a purpose.
And see, I would add a third. And I think the third is so important. And I'm not going to even go spiritual on you, as I believe you got to have that relationship with Jesus. But that's me. I'll just share that right now. Well, I think our faith. But I will say, but part of that is hope. I think, you know, I talk to a lot of kids, and we were talking about this with Katie. I hear a lot of that. So what do you want to do with your life? Well, I don't know, whatever. Well, who do you want? Is there anybody you're maybe interested in your date? Who you want to date, or who you want to maybe want to marry someday? Oh, I don't know, whatever. I mean, they don't have that vision or goal for themselves. And I think to your point, Russ, if you do have that in your heart and your mind about yourself and wanting to be responsible and wanting to make good decisions, and you do care about what's happening to yourself, you're gonna probably have that hope and looking for the right people and the right jobs.
Amen. And it eliminates the victim mentality. And quite frankly, for me personally, a relationship with Jesus Christ, you can like yourself, and you can be responsible with the Ten Commandments, etc. So it is a self-correcting, through God's help, journey. And these two things can transcend the ordinary and get into something spiritual. For me personally, and everybody, your mileage may vary, but for me personally, I think this relationship with Christ helps self-correct these things into this direction of mental health.
Yeah. And would you agree with that, Kathy?
Yep, absolutely. I mean, we can definitely have this faith conversation, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I believe that, too, that Jesus Christ made you here on purpose. He knew you before you were even born.
Mm.
And so to have that, to just show, like, hey, you're here on purpose. There is a purpose for your life. You are made just for a time as this.
And you're made. And here's the crazy thing. This is what I just wish every person could get and understand. You are different than even your twin brother or sister.
Right. On purpose.
On purpose. Yeah. You are completely different. Your DNA, your makeup, God made you different for a reason, for a purpose. And some will say, well, I don't know what my purpose is. You know what? You can find it.
Right. Yep, absolutely.
and that's good mental health.
Yeah,
I mean, when you find purpose, as I think what you're saying, Russ, when you find purpose, there's something about getting up every morning and knowing what you're planning on doing and going. It's that not being able to, that doubting and not knowing the unknown is so, I think, debilitating sometimes to people's life.
Right? It's all a journey. You're all a journey for each of us. You guys didn't know this, but when I went to Indiana University, I still remember in the lounge on Teeter 4, I was arguing as an agnostic or as an atheist myself against a guy that had a crucifix on his chest, on jewelry, you know, and he was explaining why he was a Christian, and I was arguing with him, and you know, I was pulling out all the arguments, and I can remember the journey that I personally had, that each of us must take this journey. And, I know I wouldn't be married to Susan Casper if I didn't.
If you were an agnostic, atheist, mean, evil person. No, Susan is too sweet for that.
Chew me out.
She would have given you grace. God would have brought you somehow, some way. So he had a purpose.
She wouldn't have given me a wedding vow.
Well, that's true. Very true. So, all right. Well, thank you, Russ. I appreciate that your call today, and you make a great point. And hopefully, as we continue in our community to discuss this all important, you know, really mental health. If you have a pretty good, strong mental health, Kathy, You know, it's something that's going to change all aspects of your life. It's going to help you find that job. It's going to help you probably financially. It's right. going to help you with relationships. And you know, yeah, the Susan Caspers will be more attracted to you, Russ.
Well, that gives me hope. And we come to the just 1 week from today, the volunteer fair. I'll yep. put that in. One of my jobs today, I'm going to put together a nice poster for that to remind everybody to come and bring your friends. I will say Pat Day, a couple years ago, 3 years ago, whatever, he was reconnecting with the, and I'll say this because I don't think Pat Day would mind, he came to the volunteer fair and he was just kind of plugging back into the community because he'd been away for many years. And he came up to me after the volunteer fair. He said, Russ, I really appreciate you putting this on. I signed up for 3 things today, and it just was really good to help me plug back into Clinton County.
That's awesome. And Pat has done exactly that. He's a great volunteer and certainly gives a lot of time and energy and resources, and we greatly appreciate that. And we appreciate the volunteer fair, and that's next week, right, the 24th, correct, Russ?
Yeah, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Just 3 hours, and we'll have Bruno's Pizza.
Oh, well, you can't go wrong with Bruno's Pizza.
You can't go wrong with that.
Now, see, that just got my mental health all juiced up right there, so I'm good.
We're trying to bribe people to come.
Yeah. Well, it's a great thing, and we appreciate that. And so look for more details. Thanks for joining us, Russ. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right.
Bye-bye. Russ Casper joining us by phone, talking a little bit of mental health. But, you know, Kathy, that volunteer fair is important. I know Healthy Communities is normally there, and you guys are probably recruiting volunteers right now.
Yep, absolutely. So we have a lot of big events coming up. We have the Heroes of Hope coming up on May 4th. That's over at the fairgrounds from 9 to 12. We have our Stepping on Stigma 5K. That's on May 11th at 10 a.m. at TPA Park. We're getting ready to start our community garden, which is wonderful and also horrible for us that don't like to weed.
Yeah.
So, but there are a lot of different volunteer opportunities. We're excited for those.
And there's good partners. I know IU Health is a partner yeah. in the, especially the community gardens and trying to help folks eat better.
Yeah.
And be more nutritious minded.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of mental health. And you got people like you know, Casper Media. There's so many great partners out there that United Way. There's that want to that are part of the whole body. I
right.
mean, you're a part of the body. I'm a part of the body, but there's the whole body. And the more fingers and legs and feet and hands and ears, and I'm sometimes a toenail, but you know, regardless, it is a, that is something that we, I think, take for granted in our great community, because that is one of the things that I think attract people to our community, is that we have this body of volunteers and these organizations that really care.
Oh, definitely. Healthy Communities could not do it by ourselves, right? Yeah. If it was just Healthy Communities, we could not do these things. The wonderful partners, you know, United Way, IU Health, Casper Media, you know, there are so many that we are able to help partner with in different ways. I mean, our coalition right now has 174 email addresses on it, which is 90 organizations
yeah.
in and around our community. I mean, without that, we couldn't do what we do.
Yeah, and then we want to give you a thank you. I mean, you guys were very helpful with Casper Media with Ag Day mm-hmm. and having the opportunity to talk about stress and mental health in the ag community, which sometimes people think, well, what? There are people out there on a tractor. They're enjoying nature. But they also have debt, and they have they're concerned about the weather, and is the crops going to make it this year, and is my combine going to make it to another season? I mean, these are real issues that
right.
affect our farming community.
Absolutely. And that's one of the big things that we don't have conversations about yet, you know, is mental health in the farming community. And
yeah.
we are a farming community.
Yes.
And so to make sure that, hey, stress is okay, right? And we can't control the weather, but we need to make sure that you're healthy too.
Right.
We need to make sure that you're okay. And how can we support you in that? Because
right.
mental health in the ag community might look a whole lot different than mental health for a teenager, and that's okay.
Well, and here's what I think, and you know, especially in the ag community, it's kind of the silent.
It is.
It's almost, and then you read somebody takes their life or somebody, and you're like, what? How did that happen? Because people are dealing with the agony and the torture
yeah.
of the struggle by themselves internally, and there's no need for that.
Right. And, you know, some people say, well, you're strong if you can just get through it. And that's kind of one of those big myths, especially in the ag community. And you're strong when you reach out for help. You're strong when you talk about it or ask those questions. And it can be really awkward sometimes to be like, hey, man, are you okay? Especially in the ag community.
Right.
But we're just here to show that that's okay. It's okay to be a little awkward, and we'd much rather you ask that question than something else happen. So check up on your friends.
I'd much rather you be an odd duck than a dead duck.
Yeah, okay. Amen.
So let's just this. And there's nothing wrong with being odd. So there's a lot of odd people. You're looking at them if you're watching on the camera.
So.
Yeah, Kathy and I, we're like poster kids for oddness. But and I can say that because I love Kathy. Yeah. I've known her for years. So you know, you got some big events. We got a few minutes left here, so we've got some big events coming up. You got the Stepping on Stigma 5K run. That has been a huge thing. I know the backpacks were a huge success many years ago.
Yeah.
That started the whole kind of stigma talk, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Send Silence Packing.
I was trying to remember it.
That kind of started this whole thing. We've brought it back one other time, and that's just huge always for the community. But we've kind of continued this umbrella, we call it Stepping on Stigma, to encompass all of these different mental health events. And our 5K is one of the big ones we do every year. It's May 11th at TPA Park, starts at 10 a.m. It's $5 to register and $5 if you'd also like a shirt. But overall, we don't want costs to be a deterrent to anyone. So we have links. If that's a problem, you just let us know. Send us a message on Facebook, get us through our website. We'll get that to you. We just want people to be there.
And you can run, you can walk. If you want to walk backwards, sideways, we don't care.
We don't mind. Yeah. You know, come on out. Bring your family.
We'll have
vendors. We have all kinds of fun activities.
How do they register?
You can register just by going on our Facebook or any of our social media. There's a link posted throughout there. You can go to our website and get there, too. You can even actually Google search Stepping on Stigma 5K, and it'll pop up for you.
But before that, May 4th is Heroes of Hope.
Correct. May 4th is Heroes of Hope. That's 9 to 12 at the fairgrounds. We'll have all kinds of free socks, free underwear, free family pictures. It is just a day to help the community. What do you need? What do you need help with? Let us love on you.
Hey, look, I don't have a lot of time to talk about this. We'll have to bring you on another time. One of the things that I always try to help share with people when we have these questions come up, well, what about the people that you're always helping and they never seem to change? Well, I think the important thing to remember is that organizations like this, we are trying to get people to be producers and not consumers. You are trying to move them, but it takes longer for some people. It just takes longer to get people to that point.
Yeah,
you know?
One big thing that we've always talked about, and the conversation really came up when we were working with Home for the Night and how that worked, is that it's not a handout.
Yeah.
It's a hand up.
Yeah.
Let us help you break that cycle. Let us help you get there.
Well, here's what I do. I go out to the gazebo every year because I'll be happening in this summer as soon as the weather comes home. We have that group of folks that like to sit out there in the gazebo. I'll go out there, introduce myself, and I always ask two questions. I'll ask a question. I said, are you planning on staying here in Frankfort? Are you planning on, is this transitory? Are you planning on just kind of passing through? If they say, hey, I want to stay here, then I say, okay, great. We want to help you.
Yeah.
There's great organizations. Let me get you a job. We can find that. Sometimes you find out real quick they don't want a job. They're just kind of, that they're really, really probably are passing through. But, you know, it's okay to have those tough questions. We as a community can handle that and be able to talk about that and have those conversations and understand that if you need help, there are people that will do everything we can to help you get to a place. But there is a point where you have to say, you know what, I need to take, as Russ said in that phone call, take responsibility for yourself.
Yeah, and we could tell you so many success stories of those
conversations,
right?
I know.
We had one just like that, like you said, it was that conversation. She got over to us. She was living in a tent out by the railroad tracks. Now one of the managers at Wendy's.
Yes, I know the story, and it's exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to move people from being a consumer to a producer.
Right.
And it's not just about tax dollars. It's about changing a life and the intangible that means to that young woman.
Yeah, we talk about it, healthy communities. Remember your why. Why are we doing this, right? And we all have a different why, but it's overall, it's to help people, right? It's to make a difference.
I could talk to you for another hour, but unfortunately, we got 30 seconds. So, Kathy, one more time, give all of your tags, everything we got, how to get a hold of you.
Yep, on Facebook at Healthy Clinton, or our Facebook is at Healthy Communities. Our website, healthyclintoncounty.org. You can email us, info@healthyclintoncounty.org.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming in. Thank you so much for all you do. Tell Laura I said hi. All the crew there at Healthy Communities, they do a great job. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Shan.
Thank you very much. Kathy, joining us, Kathy Martin from Healthy Communities. We greatly appreciate her and all the work that they do. Thank you for listening and appreciate you being with us on this Tuesday edition of Party Line. Until next time, which I believe will be Thursday for me, good Lord willing, we'll talk to you soon.